Hidden behind nothing, all is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, Dean of the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, and all sorts of other wonderful organizations. And we're here to bring light and love and peace and harmony to ourselves. And if along the way we bring it to the rest of the world, that's great too. But first, it is done unto you according to your own belief. Now, hidden behind nothing, all is. That's sort of a penetrating philosophical thought. Hidden behind nothing, all is. Think of this. When you turn out the lights, you don't see anything. And hidden behind the darkness or the nothing, all is and was and always will be. There will never be a time when it was not. There'll never be a time when it was. It just all is. Hidden behind the nothing is the reality. And our lack of wisdom, our lack of perception, our lack of understanding does not take away that which is. Our understanding can be fulfilling. Our understanding can be opening and broad and vast and good if we choose to recognize that we live in a good world. We live in a beautiful world. We live in a world filled with harmony, peace, love, right action, truth, joy, and everything else good. Now, is that the kind of world you live in? Is that the kind of world you want to experience? Is that the kind of world that you are? Think about it. If that's the kind of world that you are, then you will be having a mighty wonderful experience in your life. Let go and let the divine in you guide you as you recognize that hidden behind nothing all is. It's kind of an interesting negative appearing looking idea, but it's not. Because under the darkness all is. In the black void of the eternity, all is. The majority of an atom is nothing. It's just absolutely nothing. And of course, the vacuum is presumably nothing also. Everything is a reality. It's there, but we don't know it, and we don't see it. Now, if I close my eyes, the world that I saw a moment before is not appearing to be there, and I cannot get up and walk around. I can say, oh, there's a chair here and there's a table there, so I'm going to walk around them, but I might misjudge and bump into them. Now, they always were there, they always are, and they appear to be not there because I have closed my eyes. If I turn off the lights in the night of a room, and I cannot see what's in the room, I again might bump into things. Because hidden behind nothing, all is. If we could come to that understanding that hidden behind nothing, all is, we would not be so afraid of saying, all is divine, all is beautiful, all is good, all is God. I am God. I am the creator of the universe. I am the creator of everything. Every thought I think is there now. You see, we are learning and teaching to ourselves and proving to ourselves that nothing is new. Everything already exists. All exists in the universe. Every thought that ever was, ever will be, ever could be, it exists in the universe, and we merely reveal it. If we reveal it and we cannot see it, how can we reveal it? But if we reveal it, and then it can be seen, why couldn't it have been seen before? And it was not seen before because it was hidden behind nothing. It was hidden behind the lack of thought. And the moment our thought brought it forth, it revealed it. It was always there, but our thought made it known to us so that we could see it. Now that's sort of an exciting concept. All things are here. All things are ours. All things are who and what we are. Every thought that we have in our mind is a reality, is an appearance, is that which is. And we bring it forth when we choose to, by realizing that we can reveal it. We reveal all in the universe by our thought. Hidden behind nothing, hidden behind our thought. Our thought is really nothing until we give it power. Hidden behind nothing is all, and it's up to us to really go out and enjoy that all, experience that all, and know that all. But isn't that an interesting idea? Hidden behind nothing is all. So, open my eyes that I may see. Yes, indeed. Open my eyes. I open my eyes. And I see all is good and very good. And what a wonderful universe to live in. Have a lovely day and think these beautiful thoughts and let these beautiful thoughts mellow in your heart. And as you do, you will reveal how wonderful it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.